weird being Labor Day weekend and we're still in October. I know it's the last day of August. I know it's the last day of August, but it's still, I don't know if I've ever had a Labor Day weekend that started in August.
This would be almost as early as it can be, right? It's the first Monday in September. Is that how we determine Labor Day?
That's right. First Monday.
So it could, I guess it could be one day earlier because it could be, it's the second this year instead of the first. So about as early as it can get.
And it that triggers one of the staples in Arizona on fertilizing citrus?
Correct. Labor Day, Memorial Day, and Valentine's Day. Kind of the easier to remember that way. Doesn't obviously doesn't have to fall exactly like that. But so yeah, time to start also thinking about fertilizing not just citrus, but a lot of your landscape plants and trees to try and help them get a little recovery from the hard summer and feed them early enough that you don't push a lot of growth then into the winter months. So that's the rationale behind that.
And fertilizing citrus, best practices. I've been waiting for rain.
Well,
because I know it always works better when it's in the ground.
It's nice to be able to do that, and but that isn't always the case. We always want to fertilize a plant that is not. We never want to fertilize a plant that's stressed for water either. So you want to put your fertilizer on either just right as you're watering or after you've watered, and then water the fertilizer in again. So if you've gotten a rain recently, one technique would be to then just go out and put the fertilizer on after the rain and then water it in, because hopefully the rain, you know, got your plant sufficiently hydrated to do the pre-watering. So that's one way to do it too. But you know, that this summer that's been kind of hard to sequence. We haven't had we had the first really good rain we've had all monsoon the other night at my house. So
yeah, I saw that driving into town. I'm like, man, because the night before us, this big storm cell coming in off the top of the mountains, and then on the other side of the White Tank Mountains, you could tell Waddell had a big moisture cell coming in, and got to stand there bone dry in Whitman watching it all, and you guys soaking up the water.
Well, it was a pretty good storm, but up until then, I'd had a half an inch scattered over two or three storms, and we got that much or more in this one rain. So it's been a little bleak, but make sure you water first, then put the fertilizer on. And that's the one advantage of using an organic-type fertilizer or a slow-release fertilizer is you don't have to water it in immediately. You can, you know, maybe if you've got a chance to catch a storm, and it sits there for a few days. But don't let it sit there too long. Make sure it gets watered in good.
I've got three bags of fertilizer sitting underneath the porch of my spreader just waiting for that rain. I think if it doesn't come within 2 weeks of September, I'll go do it manually. When you're watering it in, how long do I have to stand there and hose it in? When you say watering it in, I mean, obviously those granules don't break down while you're standing there.
What are you watering
there?
It down through? Lawn, grass? Turf, or is it dirt or mulch?
Mainly dirt, mulch, and all the horse manure that we spread out through the orchard.
Well, you can probably tell by looking at it. You know, I mean, if the fertilizer prill or whatever has disappeared or dissolved, and you've at least gotten it down into the soil structure itself, that's a good point. But again, you want to get, you know, the feeder roots of trees are not as deep as, you know, we don't need to water fertilizer in 3 feet deep. Probably needs to go in the first foot or so of the soil. So it probably needs a good soaking, you know, not just sprinkle it in and let it dissolve. It needs to then get an additional. But what you can do is get it dissolved, and then hopefully your irrigation, your drip or whatever, will then take it the rest of the way.
So if I had leaf mulch around my tree, do I want to remove that, wet the ground, put the fertilizer in? And
no, you just need to water it good enough to let it get dissolved down through the mulch. It will work. It will find its way down through that.
Just save me a step.
That's an awful lot of work to go do that. I don't recommend it.
Now, y'all were talking about rain. Jennifer and I were up in the White Mountains for a few days this week, and I want to throw this out to everybody. We were hiking, 56 degrees, cloud cover, sprinkles. And a lot of people will wait to go up to the White Mountains to see the fall color. this is one of the most brilliant wildflower blooms I've ever seen in the White Mountains.
Oh, really?
It is absolutely spectacular. So it would be worth a weekend drive to get up to Greer, Eager, Springerville, Alpine, the Escadilla, the Sipe Wilderness area. It is absolutely yellow, red, purple. I mean, wow. It's absolutely gorgeous. So you ought to find a reason to make a sales call up to Springerville.
I guess I'm going to have to do that. Go get some corn and see some wildflowers.
Yes. I mean, the wildflower bloom is absolutely spectacular.
Probably find a little stream or a lake to visit while you're there, too.
Oh, man.
Get a fly rod handy,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, we appreciate you spending your Saturday morning with us here at Rosie on the
My
House
pleasure.
In our Outdoor Living Hour. Fall planting season's coming up. There's a lot of different manufacturers out there that you can get just your sack compost or your garden potting soil. Compost versus potting soil, can you use both of those in the garden?
Well, you could use potting soil as a soil amendment to be expensive, though. I mean, most potting soils are more expensive than a composted product just because of the ingredients that are in them, and they're designed to be a complete soil in a container to plant a plant in, as opposed to something you mix with earth to make a garden soil out of. So, yes, but I think there are more economical
affordable
ways to go. Buy a good, good compost product that's been well composted.